Do you remember being in elementary school? In each of my early grades, there were always classroom jobs. Some people were responsible for making sure the plants got watered each day. Others made sure we turned out the lights on our way out of the room. Others organized the classroom library, and even others got to feed the class pet. But probably the most coveted job was the line leader. It placed you right behind the teacher, and if for some reason the teacher had to attend to the kids further back in line, then it was your duty to make sure the entire class of people got to where they were supposed to go. For a kid in early elementary school, that right there was real power. And I remember in my kindergarten class, there were always kids that would drop everything when it was time to line up. They would rush to be at the front, oftentimes leaving a mess that they had not cleaned up, or even pushing kids out of the way just to get there first. Once everyone was lined up, though, my teacher, Mrs. Norman, would look at those who had bullied their way to the front and point to the back of the line. As they walked to the back, she'd remind them that everyone gets a turn to be the line leader, but that we all have a responsibility to care for each other and for our classroom all the time. Now, I didn't know it then, but she was putting Jesus' words into practice. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Even small choices, where we stand, who we help, noticing others around us, they all reveal whether we live in pride or humility, in self-interest or in love for others. She was training us to be good global citizens. And our readings for today offer us a vision of what it means to live as disciples of Jesus, even disciples of Jesus in a fractured world. Paul's letter to the Hebrews urges us, let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. What a beautiful vision to live as if everyone we come in contact with is divine. And Luke's gospel gives us an additional vision of humility and mercy. Jesus tells us not to scramble for the places of honor, but instead to sit at that lowest place, so that all the dignity that we have comes from not self-aggrandizement, but from God, who lifts us up. And when we throw a banquet, Jesus says, we're to invite not only friends who can repay us, but the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, those who have nothing to offer to the party except their humanity. This is the world that Jesus leads to. This is the world that God demands of us. And yet, looking at the world that we see today, we know shockingly that we are not there yet. Things are not how they should be. We have this vision of what God wants for us on one hand, and on the other hand, our hearts grieve at another school shooting, this time at a Catholic school in Minneapolis. And it happened during Mass. Sacrilege on multiple counts. That morning, Fletcher Merkel and Harper Moisky left their homes for school never to return. They had books and bags and lunches. They didn't know what the day would bring. Neither did their parents or their teachers or their friends. To the violence that community endured, officials just sent thoughts and prayers. Now, I am a priest. I pray as part of my job. I believe in prayer. I believe that prayer can do amazing things. And yet, as Minneapolis's mayor rightly challenged, these kids were literally praying. We rattle off sympathy in thoughts and prayers, but this violence keeps happening. Already in 2025 alone, there have been 44 school shootings, 22 at colleges, 22 at K-12 schools. Grief and prayer clearly aren't enough. We hear again from Paul, "Do not neglect to do good and share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God." Prayer is a good start. Course, but it must lead us into action. Our worship must lead us into witness, and the compassion that we cultivate has to lead us to greater responsibility. Now, Jesus invites us to imagine what humility looks like, not only in our personal lives, but also in our society. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. That truth must shape the values that we live by, the ways that we use power, and how we create safe and just communities. For many years, Americans have spoken about gun ownership as a right. Many have held it high as a personal freedom to be cherished and defended. But when freedom is abused to the point of children dying in their classrooms, then that freedom has been distorted into idolatry. Now, I know that there are many responsible individuals who use firearms safely, and with care, and with a respect for life. Some may be our friends, or in our families, or even members of this parish. But the painful truth is that enough people have acted irresponsibly, violently, and selfishly, and that privilege has been squandered. As individuals, we may be trustworthy, but collectively, we have failed to protect the most vulnerable. And when a society fails to protect the most vulnerable, it loses its moral authority. Humility. Humility means listening not to slogans and fear, but to the cries of parents and teachers and children. It means recognizing that the safety of human lives must outweigh the possession of dangerous tools. And it means asking, who are the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind that Jesus tells us to invite? In our context, they are children walking into classrooms afraid, families devastated, communities scared and grieving. Jesus tells us to put them first, to honor them and not ourselves, to set aside pride so that they may live. Now, the Christian life is a continuous process of conversion. And that begins with prayer for the dead, for the grieving, even for those who commit violence. But it cannot end there. Conversion means action. It means forming a culture where the vulnerable are protected, where human dignity comes before personal privilege, and where humility guides our choices. It means, as disciples of Christ, being willing to give something up for the sake of love. Every small act of love and protection brings us one step closer to God's reign here on earth.